Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In Ukraine, gatherings are banned today. There are warnings that Russia may try to spoil the country's Independence Day holiday and mark the war's six-month point with intensified attacks. Joseph Lindsley is there. And Joseph, have there been a lot of air raid sirens? Has it been peaceful so far?
Bob, good afternoon. Yes, we've had an abnormal number of air alarms since late last night. Yesterday, it was very quiet. There's been the regular shelling in the regular places. Kharkiv, Dnipro, Zaporizhia, these big cities in the east and southeast were hit throughout the night. Starting at about 11 o'clock last night, we heard the air alarm, and then there was a nice morning surprise of another air alarm. But so far, it's been strangely quiet. These air alarms have tended to last about 10 minutes each, which is highly unusual as well. And it's sort of like we're on some weird roller coaster in a strange dream today. When that alarm sounded last night, I was at a small gathering of Ukrainians and people in person and people sending text messages all said sort of the same thing, like, here we go, or, you know, let's be ready for this. Let's see what happens. It's extremely strange environment to be in. In Lviv today, in the famous underground cafes and restaurants in these like ancient 16th century cellars of Lviv, during every air alarm, people are going to the shelters or to the underground restaurants. So they're kind of continuing, you know, small Independence Day celebrations. This morning, in between the air alarms, I went with my friends here in this mountain village with the family to the Greek Catholic Church, which, you know, it's a national holiday, but that's deeply embedded with their religion for Ukrainians. And everyone is wearing the traditional Veshivanka, the traditional embroidered shirts and dresses, standing in silent prayer. A great sense of calm, but there are differences. I mean, in the village square, normally you would have a festivity for the holiday. Instead, on the loudspeakers, they were broadcasting Ukrainian poetry, but there was no mass gathering. Mm-hmm. So it is a very unusual feeling today.
It's 3:23 in the afternoon there where you are in Ukraine, Joseph. So is the scary time after dark usually?
You know, normally I think so, but today there's, I would say almost everyone has butterflies in their stomach today. You know, we don't really know what to expect. And so far, besides the cities that have been continually shelled every day, where it's still, you know, it's a daily nightmare, in the rest of the country, it is strangely calm today. And it makes everyone very reflective. After we left the church, my friend's wife said, she was talking to me and said that in this war, every person is a philosopher, a psychologist. We cannot ignore the big questions. Because there's this in Ukrainian, the word tiahar, a heaviness on everyone. And she was saying even her six-year-old son is fully aware of the Russian threat and fully aware of what today means. It's strange. It's a beautiful summer day. It's peaceful. And yet, we don't know what to expect. At the same time, I would say last night when friends and family were gathering here in this mountain village for a little supper, I could see the heaviness in everyone's eyes, you know, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow or, you know, next week. And yet there's a strange sense of happiness. And I was thinking, you know, I've traveled the world. I think even in wartime, I think Ukrainians might be the happiest people I've ever met. Even at this time, there's an incredible sense of, and I think I asked this question to one of my friends here. I said, how can you be so happy in the wartime? And he said, if we are angry at each other, there is no life. If you're not happy, how can you possibly win? Hmm. And we don't need to complain because tomorrow might be worse. And so even amid this strange, like, sort of queasiness here, people are finding a way to be joyful.
Everything you tell us about the Ukrainian people gives us new appreciation for them, Joseph. Did you have a chance to see the very emotional video message to mark Ukrainian Independence Day from President Zelensky? He says the country was reborn on the day Russia invaded 6 months ago.
Yeah, I did not. I saw that quote, but I didn't watch it. But that's a common sentiment, is that because especially in eastern Ukraine, where under the year decades of Soviet oppression, that the language was taken away from them. So people were speaking Russian. But now there, and I was just doing an interview at our Ukrainian Freedom News with a punk band from Eastern Ukraine. And they were telling me, the members of the band said how since February 24th, they have not spoken a word of Russian. Hmm. You know, they're really reclaiming their identity. So yeah, it's unified Ukrainians and helped here in the West. People stay true to their roots and their culture, but it's really helped people in the East say, hey, you know, to realize their identity as a Ukrainian and to learn more about what it means. You know, interestingly, Zelensky, before he became president, he said every Ukrainian is president. He said, you know, instead of having my picture, his picture in all the public offices, he wanted people to put pictures of their families. Hmm. And this is Ukrainians are fiercely independent from government. They really do not like to be told what to do. But at the same time, I would say they are fiercely dependent on each other, on their families and their communities. And it seems that Zelensky, I think, you know, I mean, he was a Russian speaker. He grew up as a Russian speaker. So he himself has had this transformation process. And these people, you can see, and even in the West, where people were more critical of Zelensky, he's now their hero, or one of their heroes. They have many heroes. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, yeah, he's grown into the role of wartime leader.
Joseph, there's an editorial in the Sun-Times that you will love. Let me just read the first paragraph. One of the things that has worried me, says the writer of this, someone by the name of Richard Cherwitz, one of the things that has worried me in the last few months is the apparent reduced coverage the news media are giving to the war in Ukraine. This seems especially the case when compared to the greater and more prominent media coverage early on following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I guess one of the good things, if you can say it's good, about this Independence Day and the threats you're facing is it has once again grabbed our attention here in the United States and around the world.
Yeah, this is a conversation I've had with very strategic-minded Ukrainian friends the past days. You know, as you know, this is a normal conversation you have. You know, will Putin try to do something extraordinary today? And if you think of the Kremlin as a good chess player in this drama, you know, if there were to be some horrible strike today, it might reawaken that sympathy and empathy that and outpouring of support from around the world that we had early in the war. And so perhaps Putin's goal is to keep things sort of boring. Boring not for the people in the cities that are being shelled, but boring in the eyes of the world. This is definitely a chess game, and so that's a possibility. So, when I think of that, I think that nothing will happen today because I don't think it would. I think it would actually hurt Russia more.
Yeah, maybe he'll do the right thing for the wrong reason. Well, we hope things remain mostly peaceful there for you, Joseph, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Great, and I would say, Ukrainian today, the greeting is "Zez Fiatim" or "Zedin Nezhelesnist," which means Happy Independence Day for anyone who wants to be free around the world.
Well, and there are so many around the Chicago area who take that message to heart today. Thank you very much, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.